here, which is a real unusual thing in politics in Mississippi. You've got both parties, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, out hustling to make sure that all of their people get IDs. And this is a primary on June the 3rd. It's not run by the state. It's a Democrat primary and a Republican primary. And then we have the faith-based community. We have contacts with over 1,000 churches in Mississippi. And like the Baptist Register sent out 60,000 letters, well-written, about making sure everybody has an ID and whatnot. And gradually, all of this cataclysm, you know, this thing was going to be horrible and disenfranchise hundreds of thousands of Mississippians. Well, we've got a camera in every circuit clerk's office. We'll get a free verification of your birth certificate. We give you a free transportation there. I've got a 1-800 number. You call my office, we'll pick you up through MDOT and take you there. So all of that is just melted away. Without question, there could be. We've still got 39 days to go, but quite frankly, we've started voting now. Our military and overseas voters started last Saturday. The registration date is May 3rd. We're getting closer and closer to an election, and quite frankly, it becomes very difficult to stop an election for a United States Senator in the Congress a few days beforehand when everybody has already voted, and the process has started now. We have people will be coming into the clerk's offices and showing their ID and casting their ballot.